Although my father wasn't particularly keen on my joining the Navy at the young age of just 18, my parents finally gave their blessing. I arrived at HMAS Lonsdale in February 1948 to sign on for 12 years, thinking to start off as a stoker in the boiler room. But the recruiting officer told us to think about being part of the new branch of the Navy, the Fleet Air Arm. And if we did, we'd be in England within a few months to train as aircraft mechanics, which sounded pretty good to us. Three of us decided to go down to the pub for a pie and a beer and talk about our options. Incidentally, it was our first venture into a pub, having only just turned 18. After a couple of beers, we went back to the recruiting officer and told him that we did want to join the Fleet Air Arm. His promise came good as we sailed to the United Kingdom on HMAS Canimbla in July that year and learnt the very valuable trade of an airframe fitter. When I left the Navy 12 years later, my father was very happy for me to rejoin him in the family's engineering business, and I stayed there for 26 very good years.